This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem remains pleasantly warm. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, Ynet reports two IDF soldiers were wounded in a West Bank stabbing attack during a weapons raid. Also, earlier today, Walla reports an Israeli civilian working for the IDF was killed in an operation in southern Lebanon. Also, this hour, the Wall Street Journal reveals President Trump ordered an expansion of the Iranian blockade earlier today. Separately, NBA coach Steve Kerr criticized Israel's actions in a recent interview, according to Forward, from earlier today. And finally, Axios reports President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a move with significant political implications. From X, the latest. Ynet News reports just minutes ago about two IDF soldiers wounded in a West Bank operation focused on dismantling terror infrastructure. I24News_EN posted earlier today that President Trump has instructed aides to prepare an extended Iran blockade to target oil exports. Middle East_24 shared just now that at the UN Security Council, the US declared Hamas as the primary obstacle in the Gaza reconstruction plan. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the West Bank incident, according to Ynet, IDF troops were conducting a weapons raid in Silwad when two soldiers were injured. They were evacuated to a hospital. This operation is part of a broader effort to dismantle terror networks in the area. The incident highlights ongoing tensions and security challenges in the region. Turning to southern Lebanon, Walla reports an Israeli civilian working for the IDF was killed during an operation. Sources from the Northern Command have acknowledged Hezbollah's involvement. This development underscores the complex and dangerous dynamics at play along the Lebanon-Israel border. Meanwhile, in the U.S., President Trump has opted to expand the Iranian blockade. The Wall Street Journal notes this step is seen as a strategic measure to exert pressure without escalating to war. This decision could have significant repercussions for international diplomacy and regional stability. Separately, NBA coach Steve Kerr, in an interview with The New Yorker, criticized Israel's response to recent events. Kerr's comments add to the ongoing international debate over Israel's actions and their humanitarian impact. And finally, Axios reports a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Brokered by President Trump, this 10-day agreement aims to stabilize tensions. However, it could affect Netanyahu's political standing while paving the way for potential peace talks with Iran. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports the Knesset panel has advanced expanded war compensation for furloughed workers and businesses. This includes 75% furlough pay for the first 5 days, addressing business concerns. Separately, CTech highlights Israel's role in Intel's AI advancements. CEO Lip Bhutan credits Israeli-led engineering for driving the company's next phase of innovation. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports Yochananov is offering New Balance shoes at a 50% discount. This move comes as part of a parallel import strategy offering significant savings to consumers. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.